This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on November 21st, 2013. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
As I said, I'm going to swap out the next item on the agenda and move to item four. Brief, this won't take long. The draft interpretive rule regarding date of political party nominations of candidates for special primary elections in New York. Ms. Helmsley, would you like to say something about this?
Sure. Thank you, Madam Chair, Commissioners. Good morning. Agenda document 13-48 is a draft interpretive rule addressing the issue of whether the date of a primary in a special election held pursuant to New York election law is the date on which the party committee votes for its nominee or the date on which the party committee files a certification of nomination with the appropriate election board. The Act provides that an election is a general, special, primary, or runoff election or a convention or a caucus of a political party which has the authority to nominate a candidate. Commission regulations define a primary election as an election which is held before the general election, as a direct result of which candidates are nominated in accordance with state law. New York election law vests special election nominating authority in the party committees, either directly or by operation of state party committee rules. The draft interpretive rule clarifies that for purposes of the FECA, the date a New York Party Committee chooses its candidate is the date of the special primary election because the nomination is the direct result of the party election. The subsequent filing of a certification may formalize the nomination for purposes of state law, but is not the primary itself. We would request any authority to make any necessary technical and conforming amendments. Thank you. We'd be happy to answer questions.
Thank you, Ms. Helmsley. Let me just say that this is a question that came up recently, and it appeared that there was some confusion on the answer to the question of what the exact appropriate date was that folks should be using in New York for their special primary elections. And we thought we ought to make that clear since there was some confusion on the topic. Now, we are not envisioning voting on this today. We're making this draft public in order to provide anyone who's interested the opportunity to comment on it before we do vote on it, which I anticipate could happen at the next meeting. So if anybody out there is interested in this topic and cares to share their views with us, we would be happy to hear that. If we do we need a motion to put this forward, Mr. Noti?
Historically, the Commission has voted to direct us to put it out for public comment. It's probably not necessary, but that has...
Madam Chair, so moved.
That I appreciate that. Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman, for slipping back into your chair in order to make that motion that we, the Vice Chairman has moved that we direct counsel to put the draft interpretive rule regarding date of political party nominations of candidates for special primary elections in New York, as set forth in agenda document number 13-48, to make this document available for public comment. I will, unless someone has anything to say on this, I will call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 6-0. Thank you, Ms. Helmsley and Mr. Noti. And we will look forward to any comments that the public chooses to share with us on this.